My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Let's do it right now. We go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. He was the number one pick in the 1993 NFL draft out of Washington State, the pride of Walla Walla, Washington. He's Drew Bledsoe. Hello, Drew. I'm Jeff Phelps. Dan Mannigan's our partner today.
Hello, Drew. How are you?
Good to have you with us.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
We are well. Thank you very much. We were just talking.
You threw in the Walla Walla plug. I got to throw in a little Walla Walla plug. Did you guys happen to see my little dude from Walla Walla in the Olympic steeplechase race?
No.
First time we've ever had a kid from Walla Walla in the Olympics, and the dude took the lead on the final lap of the steeplechase and ended up getting the silver medal. So we had a big feather in our cap this year, having an Olympian that put in a good showing for us.
I watched that race, Drew, and when he jumped out front, I thought, did he go too early? And apparently he didn't, because he held on for a medal.
He did hold on for a medal, but man, when he took the lead, I was doing backflips, man. You know, because he was just kind of hanging on to the back of the pack and making a good showing for, you know, the little dude from Walla Walla. And then all of a sudden, he took the lead, man. I was doing frigging cartwheels, man. That was so cool.
That's awesome. Steeplechase is the stupidest race ever, Drew, isn't it? Let's jump.
Oh, see, that's hurtful. I love the steeplechase.
I do too. But it's stupid. Let's jump the hurdle and go into a puddle.
Yeah, I had to go back and look up the history. It turns out it was started way back in old England, where they would race from town to town. So they would race from a steeple to a steeple, and you got to choose which way you went. You could go the direct route, where you had to jump over fences and run through puddles and run through, you know, creeks, or you could take the easy way around, but then it was longer. So I guess that's how it started, which I think that would be a cool race to bring back. You know, line up this course with all these obstacles for a direct route. That'd be kind of a fun race to bring it back to, like, the old school steeplechase rather than the big manufactured hurdles with the manufactured puddle.
Drew, there were a lot of things I wanted to talk to you about today. Steeplechase history was not one of them. However, that's fabulous. Thank you for the information.
You brought up Walla Walla, so I had to throw in a plug.
No, that is 100% fine. All right, Drew, let's get into what you did before the steeplechase. Actually, you probably would have been okay at the steeplechase. I'm not going to lie. You probably would have done well. So let's look at just your career is unbelievable at how you were such a huge part of turning around the New England Patriots. Tom Brady happens. You find your way to the Bills and are really good with them as well, and then elevate the Bills. How tough is it to take a franchise that's been a little bit downtrodden and make that into a better franchise?
You know, it's an interesting thing because, you know, when you look at cultural change, whether you're talking about a football team, whether you're talking about a company, whether you're talking about culture at large, it's a hard thing. You know, it's a hard thing to change. You know, when we were in the middle of it in New England with those early teams, you know, we were young. You know, we were just focused on, you know, what's next. But we did end up with those teams taking the Patriots from a place where they were fairly irrelevant to a place where they were continuously relevant. And then obviously, you know, they went on to become, you know, the greatest modern sports dynasty. But the teams, those guys, that when I get to get back together with some of those guys, that we take a lot of pride in changing the culture in New England and making that a relevant franchise. You know, and then go to Buffalo, and we didn't have the success that we wanted to, but we were definitely in the mix. That was a lot of fun as well. But yeah, when you come into a team that's not had a lot of recent success, you know, that's a big challenge. But when you do that and you build some excitement in a place where there hasn't been excitement for a while, it's a really good feeling.
Drew Bledsoe joining us. Drew, you had good coaches in New England. You had Pete Carroll, who's a terrific coach. And then Bill Belichick came in when you were, 28 years old, year 2000. When you saw Bill come in, and we had Bill here, obviously, in his real early learning days in Cleveland as a head coach, could you sense that this guy was a different kind of coach who might be very successful, or was it not quite there yet?
Yeah, you know, I think that you know, he learned a lot from that experience in Cleveland, and, you know, probably as much as anything, you know, he wanted to make sure that he had total control over the personnel. You know, when he first got there, the thing I was most happy about was that now I didn't have to play against him, because as a defensive coach, he was a pain in the ass for every quarterback that ever played against him, especially, and I did not enjoy playing against him. So I was really happy that I wasn't going to have to play against him. But you know, did I foresee that it was going to be a run like it became? No, I didn't foresee that. And I don't think anybody would have. But he was a different kind of coach, where he was not going to be out in front of the media. You know, I was with Parcells first, and he loved being in front of the media and loved being that guy. Then Pete was so positive and upbeat. And then Belichick, it was just all business. That was it. There was no small talk. You didn't talk about anything but football when you were at the office.
So, Drew, the game has really shifted. Quarterbacks are becoming far more athletic, running around, all of that kind of stuff. Not exactly the strongest part of your game. Do you think a guy like
that's harsh, Drew. That wasn't very nice.
Well, I think we could admit that.
I do like when they compare me to guys, you know, in the modern age. You know, usually Lamar Jackson is what comes up as the most direct comparison.
See,
you know, just so fleet of foot.
Love to see his rear end in the steeplechase. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, there you go. Right. Yeah, exactly. I think they're you know, a quarterback's job first and foremost, still, even as it's changed, is to distribute the football and get it to the other guys. I think the thing that you've seen that I've seen that's changed is that now guys are able to work from the pocket and then also pull it down and run. You know, Steve Young was the first one, I think, that really broke that mold, where he was very, very athletic, could make plays with his legs, but he didn't become, and he said this, he didn't become a Hall of Fame quarterback until, you know, he learned to work from the pocket and distribute the football first and then run second. And so now you're seeing these guys that truly do have that multi-tool skill set. I think back in the day, you know, we would always laugh. They're like, oh, he's a mobile quarterback. Well, that means he can't throw. But now you're seeing guys that can actually really, really work the ball, you know, from the pocket and then also move around and make plays. They're also, and, you know, I'll admit some jealousy for the era that they play in. These guys that are running around, they can't hit them. You know, where that was sort of the downside, one of the downsides to being a guy that was running around back in the day, is that you were going to take some real hits. where now they can't hit them as hard, so they can run around with a little more abandon, you know, today.
Drew Bledsoe joining us. Drew, here in Cleveland, we're waiting for Deshaun Watson to look like Deshaun Watson early in his career in Houston. And he played six games last year and six games the year before because of the suspension, didn't play the year before that. How difficult is it for a quarterback who hasn't really been at his peak in 3 years to find that peak again?
Well, it's difficult. You know, I think that the mental emotional part of that is a big chunk of it. You know, because you're wondering if you can get back there. You know, and I don't know Deshaun. I've only heard great things, but you know, at some point you start to wonder, can I get back there? And so the way that you have to approach that, you know, if you're in a situation like he's in, is you've got to have a little bit of a chip on your shoulder, and you've got to be a little bit, you know, you got to be a little bit pissed off at people that are doubting you and doubting whether you can get back to the top of that mountain, and use that as motivation to get back there and prove the doubters wrong. I'm assuming that that's where his head's at. I know that he's a very special player, you know, when he's there. So hopefully he has a healthy season this year and can show why the Browns had such confidence in making the big commitment that they made to him.
Drew, great to have you with us. We appreciate your time. We appreciate your insight.
Right on, guys. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Drew. Take care.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys.
See Drew Bledsoe joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. And, of course, Drew brought to us by FanDuel, America's only sports book to partner with YouTube and roll out a new NFL Sunday ticket offer for fans who want to catch more action at kickoff. FanDuel customers who bet $5 will receive a three-week free trial for NFL Sunday ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. New customers, again, $5 for the first time, will also receive $200 in bonus bets. For more information, check out FanDuel.com/YouTube. I'm Jeff Phelps, Dan Menigan, in for Baskin today. 216-474-0092 is the number to join us. We asked Drew about Deshaun Watson, and it's been a while. Can you find that guy again? And Drew had some interesting thoughts to say about that.
You know, I think that the mental emotional part of that is a big chunk of it. You know, because you're wondering if you can get back there. You know, and I don't know Deshaun. I've only heard great things. You know, at some point you start to wonder, can I get back there? And so the way that you have to approach that, you know, if you're in a situation like he's in, is you've got to have a little bit of a chip on your shoulder, and you've got to be a little bit, you know, you got to be a little bit pissed off at people that are doubting you and doubting whether you can get back to the top of that mountain, and use that as motivation to get back there and prove the doubters wrong. I'm assuming that's where his head's at. I know that he's a very special player, you know, when he's there. So hopefully he has a healthy season this year and can show why the Browns had such confidence in making the big commitment that they made to him.
I think the key words from Drew right there, have a healthy season. I mean, if we see the guy on the field, Dan, for 15 games this year, okay, I'm not even going to go 17. Get 15 games out of Deshaun. We'll find out if he can play. We can find out if he can still be Houston Texan Deshaun Watson. But he's got to be on the field for a good number of games.
Yeah. The biggest thing that has hurt Deshaun Watson coming back after everything he has been through is the fact that his body isn't letting him be back on the field for all the games that it takes to get going. It feels like the minute he starts get cooking, all of a sudden...
Well, at least last year.
Injury.
Yeah, the first year he played and everything after the suspension.
The first year was all... That was such a wash anyway. I mean, that was so clunky because even then he was coming off not playing... Gosh, a year and three quarters.
Right.
I mean, that was so clunky to begin with that was a wash. And then even that was kind of sloppy and ugly. And then we would find it, you know, there was a half against the Commanders or the Washington football team or whatever they were called at that point in their existence where it seemed to click and it seemed to go okay. And you're like, oh my gosh, okay, there's something here. Let's go. And then it would kind of stumble out of the box again. And then the season before he got hurt, it was stumbling off the blocks and then the Indy game happens. He gets banged up there. And then you've got that that second half against Baltimore where everybody's like, okay, let's go. We're getting this rolling. This is great. Oh, no, there's the shoulder injury.
Yeah. It's just, I think it's it's odd to even have expectations because though we all do, it just hasn't been seen by anybody in the NFL since 2020. Ian is in Boston Heights, home of, well, kids in Boston Heights go to Woodridge. Hi, Ian.
How are you, Ian?
Hey, how you doing? Hope you guys are having a good morning.
Doing well.
Yeah, most kids in Boston Heights go to Woodridge, but some go to other schools. But that doesn't matter. It all comes down to health with him, you know. I don't think we need him to be 100% of what he was in Indy. We don't need him to be top five. But if he can get back to that, even like top 10, if he can play as well as Jared Goff for a whole season, the Browns are going to be just fine. I mean, when the guy's healthy, he plays well. He was turning it around last year. That suspension, he never should have been suspended. We knew he was going to be anyway, so whatever. That doesn't matter. If he can stay healthy, he's going to be just fine. The guy's a good quarterback. He's extremely athletic. I do worry whether him and Stefanski really mesh great, but I think they can make it work. I really do.
Ian, thank you very much. You would think based on some things that have happened here, you know, we've seen some glimpses where you think, yeah, that's pretty good. That we can take, that we like, that works. But
my dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Man, it's been so few and far between that it's really difficult to think this is going to happen, you know?
It makes me laugh how everybody starts looking at the relationship of Deshaun Watson and Kevin Stefanski. And they look at it and go, well, you know, I don't know if that meshes. I don't know if, you know, this is working, that is working. You would think that a smart head coach in the NFL who's designed a whole bunch of plays that have had wide receivers just running wide open and a quarterback with his level of accuracy and his level of football acumen, just they'd figure it out. There'd be some growing pains. There'd be a couple hiccups, a couple bumps in the road, and they would figure it out, and everything would be fine. It's been so disjointed, this relationship, that I don't even know if they've had enough time on the field together to truly figure out what one likes over the other, besides one going, well, I like to run around in the back and try to make things happen with my legs and then figure it out from there. And another coach and the head coach going, well, I kind of like having guys run wide open and you just throw to the guy who's wide open. And it makes me laugh that they haven't meshed this and figured it out together. And maybe this is the year it is. Maybe bringing in Ken Dorsey and the spread offense ideas and Tommy Rees coming from college and those spread concepts and, you know, whomever else along the way, maybe that becomes the perfect mix and the perfect harmony in between the two of them. But boy, if I'm playing quarterback in the league, I'd kind of like to have a head coach who would be like, hey, trust me, I know what I'm doing here. There's going to be guys running wide open down the field. Just find the guy who's open and get him the ball. And you'll get hit less, and you'll have to run around less. And yeah, we'll put some more read options in there, and we'll put some RPOs in there, and we'll put all this stuff in between. But trust me. Trust me that I could get guys wide open. I made Jacoby Brissett look good. Jacoby Brissett has 70% of your talent? 65? I made Joe Flacco look good coming off the couch. Yeah, we ran Gary Kubiak's offense that you could plug in Madden 07 right now and be able to run that same exact offense on your Nintendo 64. Yeah, I get that. But more than anything else, I got guys wide open. I was able to do all of these things for a guy who's throwing to his dad and his brother. So trust me. Like it's this weird dichotomy that's taking place between the two of them. And maybe this year is the perfect meshing of all of it. But it's kind of this weird dichotomy that you would think like, yeah, you can run around and do all that stuff, but hey, trust me, I can get guys open.
The bad thing is they've had 12 games together. And you could make the argument really only 11 because he was hurt early in that Colts game. You know, so we haven't seen them together. We haven't seen the opportunity to make it mesh. And not just 12 games, but 12 games over two seasons. You know, six games in one season, right when you hit your stride, the season comes to an end. And then maybe as you're really starting to do some things, looking good in that Baltimore game in the second half, boom, you're out. So that's why we scream it's got to be health. You have to be healthy if you're Deshaun Watson. The Browns need him to be healthy. And I'm personally convinced that if it doesn't happen this year, it's time to move on. You know, you've got an organization. You can't be a prisoner to the position. Even with a contract and what you gave up. What you gave up's in the past now. You know, now it's you have a quarterback. Is this the guy that's gonna lead this thing or is it not? And if he's not, then go get somebody else.
The worst thing
you just can't put it on hold forever.
The worst thing that this team can do is talk itself into Deshaun Watson being the guy of the future if he comes off of a bad season.
Right.
And the only reason
I agree
being
completely.
Is look at the Broncos. The Broncos finally got their picks back. They got everything together. They looked at Russell Wilson and they said, we're not winning the Super Bowl with Russell Wilson. We're not going to make a deep run in the playoffs and give ourselves a chance with Russell Wilson. Let's just yank the ripcord. We'll deal with Jared Stidham and Bo Nix this season and we'll piece it together.
And by the way, Bo Nix is getting rave reviews.
And we'll do a reset, maybe not a teardown rebuild, more of a reset, probably closer to a rebuild, to get Sean Payton's ideas in here as well and get Sean Payton guys in here. That's the best thing that you can do. In the same way that the Arizona Cardinals looked at Josh Rosen when they had the number one overall pick for Kyler Murray and went, let's yank the ripcord. In the same way that the Bears looked at Caleb Williams and looked at Justin Fields and said, that guy's better than this guy, yank the ripcord. Let's go.
Which I think stunned a lot of people when you ended up with the number one pick, so that worked. But I think folks here especially really thought Justin Fields would be terrific.
And still think he might be.
I think he might be.
But
I think he could be great in Pittsburgh.
But they looked at Caleb Williams and they said that guy could be better. And the Browns may find themselves in that situation in the offseason where they're looking at Deshaun Watson or they're holding a draft pick, depending on what happens this season, even if it's in the bottom, and go, there's some kid out there who's doing really well for some team in college that's came to impress this year. And the footage looks good and maybe we can help to build this guy. So maybe we do the soft reset. And maybe you move from Deshaun Watson, you eat the dead cap hit that comes with it, knowing darn well that maybe this kid that's a rookie quarterback can help to bridge you to the next level.
Well,
now, the easiest thing would be Deshaun Watson rolls out, we fight, make the playoffs, life is good. And question solved, all that kind of stuff. Hey, quarterback of the future, let's cook. That's what we all hope happens.
I bring this up, and I don't want to go to the easiest example of all, except for the fact that he was on with us in the 10 o'clock hour. I mean, think about what New England did when Bill Belichick thought Tom Brady would be pretty good. He took a quarterback who was a very good quarterback in Drew Bledsoe and put him on the bench. Take a look at what San Francisco just did. Hey, we have this Brock Purdy kid who's seventh, seventh round draft choice. And we traded up and gave up a lot to get this Trey Lance kid with the third overall pick, but we like this kid Purdy better. Boom, Trey Lance is out. They didn't hesitate. They didn't waste time. And I think that if it doesn't work this year for the Browns, I think the Browns need to do the same thing. And I think they would do the same thing, to be perfectly honest.
A team in this league looked the back-to-back MVP dead in the eyes after 1 year of being fine and said, we like the kid who's sitting behind you, and traded him. I mean, isn't it weird when you lay that out? Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
That was the Aaron Rodgers situation. A team looked the back-to-back MVP square in the face and said, we think the guy behind you gives us a better chance to win to what you're doing. Now,
although they thought they were looking him square in the face, they couldn't really tell because he was in that dark room for 40 days or whatever it was.
I was going to say there were a lot of extenuating circumstances, yeah, including the weirdness that happened off the field and the fact that he was openly rebelling against the offense on the field. That also played into that. But still,
they had had enough of him.
That was the thing that, mm-hmm, that took place. There are off wraps,
and guess what?
For all of this,
and Jordan Love played well. I don't know if he played well enough to get the contract that he received, but
hopefully he ends up earning it.
Yeah, hopefully.
But right now, this is the first year that the Browns are in a position that if he does not, and Deshaun Watson is the he here, does not succeed, this is the first year they truly have an off ramp.
Well, and you'd be 3 years into the 5 year deal. Mm-hmm. You know, so hopefully we don't even have to worry about that.
I don't, but I'm with you.
It's time. It's
this is it.
Let's see it.
Yeah.
You're not gonna, I don't think you're gonna roll into a fourth season keeping your fingers crossed. You seem really thrilled with your head coach.
You just gave him a contract extension.
2-time coach of the year. You seem real thrilled with the front office.
If
your ownership here, those pieces are in place. And if those pieces tell you, you know what, this quarterback thing's not working, you think the Haslams are going to balk at the money? And I know it'll handicap you and cap and everything else. I keep going back to this. Yes, all that's true. Teams find a way to make stuff work. I mean, Denver's going to field a team this year and might be better. So teams find a way to make that work. I'm sure the Browns could do the same thing. And again, hopefully they don't even have to worry about that, because you get the Deshaun Watson that you're hoping to get when you made the big trade with Houston to get him. Hopefully. We're going to talk more football later on in the show. In fact, coming up in the noon hour, some strange things have happened in football recently involving coaches and quarterbacks talking about coaches. That's coming up at about noon. Guardians last night won a game, and so many flaws of the Guardians were on display in the game they won. It was ridiculous. Next on Baskin and Phelps.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.